The sudden closure of Fantasy Island back in February led to more than 500 people filing complaints with the Office of State Attorney General Letitia James. Consumers who prepaid for 2020 season passes, meal plans, and other services were left holding the bag when California-based Apex Parks, the owner of the nearly 60-year-old former attraction off the I-190 in Grand Island, shut down without notice. The AG's office wasted no time threatening legal action, and yesterday, James announced a $425,000 settlement's been reached, guaranteeing former patrons will get a full refund. James says consumers do not need to follow up with the Attorney General's office because the company provided contact information for everyone who prepaid. Refund checks will be issued by the AG's office, and James says they should start being mailed out in about 2 weeks. Shortly after closing, Apex issued a statement saying, despite a great deal of investment in the park, the company did not see an improvement in operating results. As such, the difficult decision was made to cease operations. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.